I'm here at Crown with Faster. Darlene Faster, as opposed to Darlene Slower. Darlene Slower is nowhere to be found. Anyway, Darlene, can you tell me about some of the stuff that Crown is coming up with? I do know about the Bright Forever, but can you tell me about more?
Sure. Well, we have High Plains Tango by Robert James Waller coming up June 28th. We're really excited about that one. It's the follow-up to Bridges of Madison County.
No comment.
Okay. All right. Well, and then for the fall, we have Leah Stewart's The Myth of You and Me, which is a great fiction title we're really, really excited about. It's a friendship novel, it's been getting a lot of attention. She's a debut novelist. We're really, really excited to have her on the list. And I'm just trying to think of who else we have. Grace That Keeps This World, which is Tom Bailey. He's also another debut author. It takes place in the Adirondacks. Wonderful writing. Great story about a family, kind of live by the land. Lives by the land, and, they're hunters, and it's the opening day of hunting season, and he basically takes each character for, page by page. I'm being accosted as I talk.
Is this your daughter?
No, actually, she's her dad's floating around, and she's my right-hand gal. Yeah, exactly. And then we have a bunch of nonfiction stuff coming up, a bunch of cookbook authors. We have Giada De Laurentiis' Everyday Italian, which just came out. We have Ted Allen, who's the guy from Queer Eye for the Straight Guy. And he has his first cookbook coming out, and we're really, really excited about that one. I'm just trying to think what else we have coming up. Martha Stewart, of course, her new cookbook's coming up in the fall.
Have prison recipes?
No prison recipes there, but yeah. We're really excited.
How to make a cake with a saw in it.
Yeah. No. But it's her first one in a while, and it's definitely getting a lot of attention out there.
Good and bad.
Yeah. Well, No, but really, this is really exciting. And then we have Mary Jane Butters, which just went on tour. She's kind of like, the new... Martha Stewart, I guess you could say. She's the next generation of Martha Stewart, bringing everything back to the land. She does it's really an idea book, a life book, a workbook, and, kind of covers the gamut. Crafts and cooking, the whole, you name it. And she's going out on a, 16-city tour, running around the country, visiting with other farm girls, passing along her wisdom. We have Jonathan Kozel's Shame of the Nation coming out in September. And that one we're really excited about because it's basically his call to arms for the public education system.
Oh, really?
People have been waiting for that one for a long time. He's definitely covered it from all sides. He's been focusing on the New York public school system, but this time he takes on the whole country, and it's much more prescriptive, saying what we need to do going forward to change the education system. So a lot going on there. And trying to think who else we have coming up. It's really exciting. Ruth Rendell's next mystery, 13 Steps Down.
This is Sarah Wyman right here.
Sarah?
Yeah, I'm sorry. I forgot to introduce
that. Hi. Yes. How you doing?
Yes.
It's great to meet you. And you did a great piece for us with Bright Forever. We love Lee.
I'm halfway through the book and I like it. So.
Well, good. I'm glad to hear it. Yeah, he's a really talented author, and he's still getting out there on the road. He's going to be at Printer's Row next week.
Will he be in San Francisco or...?
Unfortunately, I don't think so at this time. He's doing a lot of regional stuff in Ohio, and
he's going to Ohio, but he's not coming to my
town.
That's
where he's from.
He's coming to Ohio.
He's teaching, and so he's stuck there for now. But he's doing some regional stuff, and he'll be coming back around. But we'll
We'll
let you know.
Have him come to San Francisco.
Well, I don't know. Do you know Bart Schneider? He did Beautiful Inez.
I'm sure, yeah.
Yeah.
That novel. Well, he's from San Francisco. Yes. That novel was based in San Francisco. He did a lot of stuff there. So next time he comes back around, because his family lives there, we'll bring him over.
All right.
Gonna have a new novel coming up in, I think the fall of 2006. So
we'll keep you posted. Thanks very much.